Bani Saud Bani Israel alliance out in the open. The Ali Saud Najdi hypocrites' cover has been blown by fast-paced developments in the region. They fought the Prophet 1,400 years ago and are fighting his committed followers today. What you heard was adopted from a feature authored by Yusuf Ziaullah, a contributor to Crescent International. Stay tuned for more. The Najdi Bedouins are in panic mode these days. Their policies both at home and abroad are unraveling and their godfather, the US, is getting tired of their disruptive tactics. Principal sponsors of terrorism, both financially and ideologically, the policies of these primitive savages have caused so much mayhem and chaos worldwide that even the Americans seem to have had enough of them. This was evident from the manner in which President Obama, otherwise a cool character, spoke out about Saudi sponsorship of terrorism and denounced them as freeloaders that want the US to fight their wars. The Saudis, other foreign crutches, Pakistani and Egyptian troops, are also not willing to get involved in their idiotic military operations. Left with these Faustian choices, they have had to come out of purdah and rush to publicly embrace the Zionist pariahs. It was the worst-kept secret. The Bani Saud have been in bed with the Zionists for a very long time, but their marriage was finally officially consummated last month when Saudi Prince Walid bin Talal popped up in Jerusalem, that is Beit al-Muqaddas, to meet officials at the Israeli Foreign Ministry. The Saudi daily Al-Okaz reported the news in a clear break from past tradition when the Najdi Bedouins have been reticent about their close relations with Bani Israel. The Saudi daily further revealed in its report on April 15th that the businessman prince is reported to be worth $20 billion and owns a $485 million private jet with four bedrooms and a swimming pool. This person signed a memorandum of understanding with the Israeli Foreign Ministry to become the first Saudi honorary ambassador to Israel. We are so delighted today to see that Arab mentality changed and the Arab states do not consider Israel as their enemy anymore. We must work diligently to expunge past bitter memories and help the Arab nations to develop and embrace democracy. Tzipi Hotovli, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Zionist regime, told the AFP on April 14th. Walid bin Talal probably choked on the word democracy. Those brave or foolish enough to utter this word in the medieval kingdom find themselves at the chopping block with their head separated from the rest of the body for bringing such thoughts to mind. But Walid need not worry. The kind of democracy Zionist Israel has in mind is something the Najdi Bedouins can live with. After all, the Zionists practice apartheid in occupied Palestine, where they treat the Palestinians in a very cruel and degrading manner. Bani Saud do the same to millions of expatriate workers whom they treat worse than slaves. Public beheadings for minor infractions are common to terrorize the rest of them into submission. I am indeed proud to be the first Saudi ambassador to this beautiful country. Israel is an island of stability in one of the more troubled areas of the world, and I can express my appreciation of lofty ethics which Israel's founding fathers built this country upon. The Turkish Anadolu news agency quoted Walid bin Talal as saying, He went on to say that his visit had laid the ground for a peaceful Middle East where the next generations could live in wonderful harmony and absolute religious tolerance. This must have been music to the Zionists' ears. Let us deconstruct some of Bintalal's groveling statements. What precisely were the lofty ethics the founding fathers of Israel pursued? Did they not indulge in the genocide of tens of thousands of Palestinians and ethnically cleansed others from their homes, villages, and lands in a campaign of terror? Is Bintalal totally ignorant of the massacres the Zionists perpetrated in such places as Deir Yassin, Qibya, and a host of other Palestinian towns and villages where men, women, and children were mercilessly butchered? The UN has recorded these crimes and even the Zionists have not denied them. As for a peaceful Middle East, what Bintalal probably meant was that as long as the Bani Saud can continue to steal hundreds of billions of dollars of the country's wealth while poverty spreads among the population, the Zionists can have the whole of Palestine. After all, like the Bani Israel, the Bani Saud are also a creation of British intrigue to keep the Muslims hopelessly weak and divided. This was meant to serve British colonial interests. This policy has been a great success as far as the British and the West in general are concerned. For the Muslims, this has been an unmitigated disaster. But the real gem in Bintalal's statement was the claim that as a consequence of his visit and the close relations between the two, that is, Bani Saud and Bani Israel, the next generations can live in, quote, wonderful harmony and absolute religious tolerance, unquote. The Bani Saud refused to live in any kind of harmony with their neighbors, Syria, Iraq, Iran, and Yemen. Why this newfound love for Israelites to live in harmony with them and show absolute religious tolerance? This goes to the heart of the matter and the policy the Najdi Bedouins have pursued since their creation. The primitive savages from the backwaters of Najd denounce all other Muslims as kafir or disbelievers. Yes, their books openly state that those Muslims that do not follow Wahhabism are disbelievers. In fact, Wahhabism, that is the product of the obscurantist preacher Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab's distorted ranting, considers all non-Wahhabis as legitimate targets for execution. This is a complete perversion of the teachings of Islam. There is absolutely no provision in Islam, not a single ayah of the Noble Quran or a hadith of the Messenger of Allah, that allows the killing of a disbeliever or any other human being simply on the basis that that person has a different faith. If that were the case, there would be no non-Muslims left in any Muslim country. Barring the Najdi-occupied Arabian Peninsula, non-Muslims live in relative harmony with their fellow Muslim citizens in almost all Muslim countries. True, in some Muslim countries, non-Muslims, primarily Christians, have been targeted, but this is a recent phenomenon and is the direct result of the poisonous propaganda of Wahhabism. The Najdi Bedouins have used their petrodollars to spread hatred against other religious minorities. Their special targets among Muslims are Sufis, Shias, and even Sunnis that they disagree with. Since they disagree with virtually all other Muslims, the range of their targets is huge. Yet the Najdi Bedouins are perfectly comfortable with the Zionists and imperialists. Muslims have no problem with faithful Jews and religious Christians, but imperialists and Zionists do not fall into this category. Bintalal, who owns 20% shares in the rabidly Islamophobic Fox News, has close links with the arch-Zionist and Israeli media tycoon Rupert Murdoch. The two are working on a plan to open an Arabic version of Fox News. Bin Talal sees nothing wrong with Fox News spewing venom against Islam and Muslims. After all, the Wahhabi preachers in the Arabian Peninsula and their agents in the Muslim world also do this on a regular basis. One only has to take a quick look at Syria, where the Takfir terrorists, the products of Saudi indoctrination, slaughter innocent civilians in the streets by chopping off their heads. Some of these monsters have even indulged in organ eating. Such cannibalism can only emerge from the demented minds of the Wahhabis. Walid bin Talal revealed the true purpose of his visit to the Zionist state. He talked about the 2002 Arab League summit in Beirut when the Crown Prince Abdullah had announced the Saudi Peace Initiative, so-called Peace Initiative. He declared that the Arabian rulers were prepared to recognize the Zionist state of Israel on the basis of the 1967 borders. Bin Talal reiterated that offer, saying the Saudi monarch Salman will recognize the state of Israel as a Jewish nation according to the two-state solution. Bin Talal saw the only obstacle to this bright future in an obdurate Iran that does not conceal its dangerous agenda to purge Israel from the political map. He appealed to the Zionist occupiers of Palestine to help the Najdi Bedouins confront Islamic Iran now that the U.S., their patron saint since the Second World War, has got tired of their antics. In his Atlantic Monthly interview, Obama had told the Najdi Bedouins, that is, the Ahle Saud, to learn to share the neighborhood, especially with Iran. The Najdi Bedouins can live with the Zionists, the illegal occupiers of Palestine, but not with Islamic Iran, because the latter talks about the legitimate rights and aspirations of the Muslim masses. Bin Talal's visit not only reveals how low the Bani Saud can get, but that they are the sworn enemies of Allah, His Messenger, Islam, and Muslims. In the words of the Noble Quran, they are spreaders of corruption on earth. The divine verdict for such people is clear.